This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Tessa Vigeland. So the average price of a four-year college has more than doubled in the last 30 years. That is what the College Board tells us. And in part because of that, the average student graduates with around $25,000 in student loan debt. Now, all of this is becoming a pretty familiar story, but what's often missing from the discussion is why. Why is the price of higher education rising so much faster than even healthcare? From the education desk at WYPR in Baltimore, Marketplace's Amy Scott has been looking into that part of the discussion, and she joins us now. Hello.
Hi, Tess.
So you had a story on Marketplace a couple of weeks ago featuring a, shall we say, lavish campus fitness center. Let's play a clip from that.
This first pool is called our leisure pool. It's got zero entry. There's a vortex that the water swirls around. There's a whirlpool.
Okay, I want to go there.
Do you know what zero entry is?
No, but why not?
It's fancy. Yeah. We'll just say that. So yeah, that is Tom Deal, who is director of recreational sports at Virginia Commonwealth University in Richmond. Mm. And he was describing one of the pools in the college's new $46 million fitness center.
$46 million?
Yeah. It is, and lavish is a good word. I've never seen anything like this. It's an old open-air marketplace that's been converted, and it's got, you know, soaring ceilings and hundreds of pieces of cardiovascular equipment. And the centerpiece is this 40-foot climbing wall. I actually climbed it, I must say. These things are popping up on campuses everywhere, and they've become kind of a symbol of the rising price of college. And so I sort of wanted to fact check that a little bit and see how much that really is driving costs.
And what did you find out?
Well, in VCU's case, it's increased costs about $100 per student.
Well, that doesn't sound like much.
Yeah, I mean, the university borrowed a lot of money to pay for this, but with 30,000 students, it doesn't have to raise fees by that much to pay that back over time. But experts say that there, you know, there's no doubt this campus building boom we've been seeing does play a role in higher prices, particularly when schools take on a lot of debt to pay for it. I talked to one guy who tracks facility spending, Jim Kadamis, with a company called Sightlines. And he says a lot of the spending is to replace aging buildings. So it really has to happen. And roughly half of what he's seen is actually for academic buildings, you know, the state-of-the-art science labs and the like.
Less than 15% of the space, new space, was in student life buildings, which would include student centers, recreation, gymnasiums, those types of buildings. That's still a significant amount of spending, but it's a lot less than I think people would think.
Well, perhaps that is the case, Amy, but if it's not rock climbing walls and fancy pools that are making college so expensive these days, what is it?
Well, for state schools, and that's where most college students go, the biggest factor by far is the decline in state funding for higher ed. Just last year, states cut roughly $6 billion in funding. And schools like VCU are trying to make some of that up by raising tuition. And in fact, the same year the gym opened, tuition and fees went up 24%. Hmm. You know, I think it's fair to say it wasn't because of the climbing wall.
Right.
It was because of that lost state and federal funding. But there are some other reasons, if you want to hear them.
Sure.
I'm just going to sort of run off a list of the common factors that are cited. The cost of providing benefits to faculty. You know, everyone's paying more for health care.
Right.
That's no different at colleges. A big one is the cost of providing financial aid to students who can't afford full price. So that's sort of ironic. And also, a lot of people believe that the availability of loans and federal funding have allowed colleges to get away with charging higher prices because families have this flow of money to help them pay for it. And there's even sort of a disincentive to lower prices because there's a sense that if a college charges a lot, it must be good.
Right, right. Even if all these high-end fancy facilities on campus aren't adding that much to the cost of college, are they really necessary? I mean, you know, couldn't they be kind of giving a skewed view of what life after college is going to be like? Because you're not probably going to have a fancy climbing wall and a fancy pool.
Well, you probably, like me, shared a room with a roommate and had to walk down the hall to
right.
the bathroom. I mean,
right.
the way students are living these days is really different. You know, they have shared suites with their own private bathroom, and they're eating sushi and steak in their cafeterias. And I think for a lot of us, it's easy to wonder if students aren't getting a little spoiled.
Right.
But, you know, the colleges are telling me at the prices these students are paying, a lot of them feel like, you know, they better get a lot from their money. And officials tell me they really have to build these things if they're going to compete.
Well, that just sounds like a massive vicious cycle, because you have kids who are expecting all kinds of fancy stuff in order to get what they're paying for. And then colleges are charging more because people are expecting all this fancy stuff.
Right. And one listener actually wrote in and said, it sounds like it's a symptom of the problem rather than the cause. Hmm. I hadn't thought of it that way, but I think that is pretty accurate.
Marketplace's Amy Scott joining us from Baltimore. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.